Okay, today's daf is Nun Bet. We're starting at the top. We were in the middle of this Braita. Maybe we should just look back at the Braita. Okay, it's on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Right past the middle, there's two dots and then two lines after that. Tanu Habanan. El Yisob Mizbach HaOla. Right, so we darshan, it's mentioned three times. The first one is Velo Yisob Mizbach HaPnimi. Remember, we're talking about the Matanot. It's the Parkway and Mashiach, where you're inside, and then when you go to do the Shiraim, you do them outside. Don't think that you do it on the inside Mizbach, but you do it outside. And then they thought that maybe it means that you can also do it outside. So therefore, the second time it's mentioned in the next section, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, Ein Lo Yisod LaPnimi Atzmo. There is no Yisod on the inner Mizbach at all. And then El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, the third time it's mentioned, which was the more complicated one, was Tein Yisod LaMizbach Shel Ola. Which meant, okay, we had two interpretations. Let's just stick right now with Rashi. Rashi said that means that we have this din of yesod for all korbanot. All korbanot, not just these three that were mentioned, but all korbanot, you take the shiraim and you pour them in the yesod of the mizbech. Then the Braita said, oh, we know ela mizbecha shel ola, yehele yesod. Which again had different interpretations, but Rashi says maybe this is talking not about Shiraim, maybe it's talking about the Zrika that you do for the Ola, should be on the side of the Mizbech where the Yesod is. Maybe that's what it's coming to tell you. And then Rabbi Yishmael says, oh no, and Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva both say, we can learn that from a Kal Vachomer. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kal Vachomer, as we don't need a drasha to learn, Eino Ela Mizibcha Shel Ola Yeheli Yesod, which again, according to Rashi, means that Zrika also has to be on the side of the Mizbeth that's by the Yesod, where the Yesod is, because remember, it's only on the Ma'arav, the west, and the north side. So they say, maybe Mizibcha Shel Ola Yeheli Yesod. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kal Vachomer, we can learn that from a Kal Vachomer. Just like the Shiraim that don't provide atonement at all, need Yesod. Sorry, I read it wrong. Tunim Yesod Psik. Tchilat Ola Shemechaperet, the Ola itself, in other words, the Zrika, which provides atonement, Eino Din Shetuna Yesod. Wouldn't it be obvious that it needs to be also that the blood will end up in the Yesod? And Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says a very similar, again, we'll see today the difference. Ma shirayim she'em b'chaprim b'em ba'in l'kapara, he adds those words, and don't come for kapara, tuna yisod, tchilat olah sh'mechaper u'ba l'kapara, ein odin sh'tuna yisod, and therefore, they say, in kem matam olomar yisod mizbach olah, tein yisod mizbach shel olah. And therefore, it's talking about the shirayim themselves. Shirayim apply to all korbanot. There's two main differences. One is it shirayim or is it zrika? And number two, is it all korbanot or is it just the olah? Right, according to the second interpretation, it's about Zrika relating to the Ola itself. And according to the first one, it's about Shiraim relating to all the korbanot. Okay, so back to this Braita. So now we're up to the question, O eina ela mizbecha shel ola yehei yisod. Miktiv el yisod ha'ola. Now they say, why would you even think that it's talking about the Ola itself? If it was talking about the Ola itself, what would it have said? El Yisod HaOla. Miktiv means Ha'im Katuv. Does it say El Yisod HaOla? No. It said El Yisod Mizbech HaOla Ktiv. Okay? Mizbech HaOla. So it says El Yisod Mizbech HaOla. So isn't that obvious then that it's referring to all korbanot that are done on the outer Mizbech, which is the way the original interpretation was. If you wanted to say that it was talking just about the Zrika for the Ola, it would have said El Yisod HaOla, that the Ola has this din of Yesod for Zrika, and then it wouldn't have said Mizbach. The word Mizbach seems to imply that we're talking about anything done on the Mizbach HaOla, meaning applying to everything. Obviously, this whole sukkah is going to have to be read differently according to the Ravid's interpretation, but we're not going to go into that. So, Ihavaktiv, so now they say no, because Ihavaktiv el Yesod HaOla, Hava Amina Bizkifa El Yesod. We would have thought that you need to put it, okay, the Yesod, okay, the Yesod has The Yesod has a little ramp here, okay? It basically is this little ramp at the, a little ledge coming out. A ledge has two sides. There's the top part of the ledge, and there's the side part of the ledge, right? The wall of the ledge. Okay? So now, thank you. So now we're saying, so there's two parts here, right? Here's the Mizbeach, This is the Mizbeach. Here's the wall of the Mizbeach. Okay, remember there's the Chut HaSikra in the middle. We'll get back to that today, that red line in the center of the Mizbeach. Obviously, I drew it not the way it is. I can't draw it that way. Then you have the top part of the Yesod and the wall. This is the Kir, the wall of the Yesod, and this is the flat surface at the top. So if it would have said...
Like a canal.
No, it's flat. There's a little hole in it, which then at the end of it,
like
where the blood goes into.
Here, but here?
Right, so you can see the hole in the picture.
Edge.
At the right, the farthest
the
edge on the Dromi side. On
so
the Dromi side, there's two holes. Right. Well, I assume eventually it sort of goes, right, maybe it's a little angled, I don't know exactly. But basically, they're going to say, why did they use the word Mizbach Ola instead of just Ha'ola, even if it meant we want the Zrika to be on the wall of the Mizbach so that on the side where the Yesod is so that it'll drip down to the Yesod. So they say, Miktiv El Yesod Ha'ola, El Yesod Mizbach Ola Ktiv. I'm sorry. I read that wrong line. Iyav Ktiv El Yesod Ha'ola, Hava Amina Bizkifa El Yesod. In other words, we would have thought, had it not said the word mizbach, remember, the whole proof is, because it says, the Gemara is now saying, what kind of a havamin is this? If it says mizbach ola, it obviously means anything done on the outer mizbach. So now they say, no. It could be referring to just the ola. And the reason why it says mizbach ola is to teach you that you have to do it in a way that it will fall on the Gog HaMizbeach. In other words, we could be talking about Zrika, and that the Zrika has to be done in such a way on the side of the Mizbeach so that it will fall on the flat surface at the top of the Yesod, rather than, you might have thought, maybe you can do it on the wall of the Yesod itself, and then it will never actually go into the Yesod. So therefore, when it says El Yesod Mizbach HaOla, it's trying to teach you about it has to eventually get to the Gog HaYesod. Okay, so therefore they say, you could in theory say, okay, in other words, when they say Oyeinu Ela Mizbach Shel Ola Yehel Yesod, right? They say, how could you even say that? So they say, no, you could say that, because you could say that what the pasuk is saying El Yesod Mizbach HaOla means, again, we're within the havamin of the question in the Braita. Maybe when it said that, it didn't mean that all the laws of Shirayim relate to all the korbanot that are done in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But in fact, it's only talking about the Ola. Why does it say Mizbach Ola? To teach you that just like korbanot are done or things are done on the top of the Mizbeach, the blood has to get to the top of the Yesod. Okay? So now we're going to have to read Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva according to this reading. Okay, so now they're going to add some words to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and read it according to this reading. Again, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are saying, this Havamina of the Braita is not a relevant Havamina. You can't say that it's coming to teach you about the Zrika being, about Zrika in the Ola. It's actually talking about Shirayim for all Korbano, right? That just like it says it here in the Chataot HaPnimiot, also you have to do it for the Chataot or any of the Korbano HaChitzoniot. That the Shirayim have to be poured into the Yesod. So now they're saying maybe that's not what it means. And Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva basically in the Braita say, well, that law could have been derived by a Kal Vachomer. So now we're going to have to read that law according to us, assuming now that it meant dafka the Gog HaYesod. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Gog Yesod Lama Likra. What do you need a pasuk for the Gog HaYesod? Kal Vachomer who? It's a Kal Vachomer. And therefore, again, therefore, that pasuk couldn't be teaching that, and therefore, it's obviously talking about the Shirayim. So how do we know that Gog, it's not that they're disagreeing about the law of the Gog, so it does have to get to the Gog, so it's just that we don't need a drasha for that, we have a Kal Vachomer. How do you know this? Kal Vachomer, Uma Shirei Chatat She'ena Mechaperet Tu'una Gog Yesod, just like the Shirei Chatat, that don't provide atonement, because remember, the Shirayim don't provide atonement, okay? How do we know that they have to be Tu'una Gog Yesod? How do we know they need Gog Yesod? Because what did it say by the Shirei Chatat? El Yesod Mizbach Ola. The assumption is Yesod Mizbach Ola, the Yesod of the Mizbach Ola means the Gog. Tchilat Ola Shemechaperet Ein Adin Shetu'una Gog Yesod. So therefore, the Zrika, remember, the whole Havamina was maybe it's time about Zrika, not Shirayim. If the Shirayim themselves don't provide atonement, and it's clear from the Pasuk, in the Chata, where it talks about the Shirayim have to be spilt to the yesod, that it has to be on the Gag HaYesod. So the Ola, the Zrika of the Ola, which itself is the whole effecting of atonement, is by the Zrika. Obviously, that's going to need Gag HaYesod. Okay? That's his Kal V'chomer. Again, you could argue and say, what's the connection between these two things? But let's take it at face value. Amar B'Yakiva, he's going to say the same type Kal V'chomer, but he adds three more words. Uma shirei chatat she'ein mechaprim ve'ein ba'im lechaper, just like shirei chatat are not lechaper, and they don't even, not only do they not provide atonement, but they're not, their purpose isn't for atonement. Tu'una gag yesod, right? It needs the gag of the yesod, the flat surface at the top, meaning not the wall on the side of the yesod. Tchilat ola she'mechaper u'ba lechaper ein odin she'tu'una gag yesod. Right? Okay, this was all, again, to explain Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, according to this new reading, that what the question of the Gemara was, of the Braita was, maybe it's talking, right, maybe it means, it's trying to teach you the din of the Gag Yisod, not just the Yisod, but the Gag of the Yisod. So now the Gemara is going to say, my Benayhu, which could be explained either according to this version or even according to the way we originally understood the question, it's just talking about the Zrika of the Ola needs the Din of Yesod. Either which way, the question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Amar of Adabar Ava, Shirayim Ma'akvin Ika Benayhu. Are the Shirayim Ma'akev or are they not Ma'akev? Mar Savar Ma'akve, Umar Savar Lo Ma'akve. The first explanation of the difference between them, Rabbi Adabar Ava brings, he says that Rabbi Yishmael thinks that Shirayim are Ma'akvin and that Rabbi Akiva thinks they're not Ma'akev. What?
But haven't they already discussed Shirayim?
Whether Shirayim are Ma'akvin or not, right. And generally they say that Shirayim are not Ma'akvin, mm-hmm. Although by the Chataota Pnimiyot, there was an opinion that they're Ma'akev dafka in the Chataota Pnimiyot, and that's what this would be saying, this would be that opinion. Because here we're talking about the Chataot HaPnimiyot, and we saw there was an opinion that Shirayim or Ma'akvim. Okay, so we're going to say now, maybe that's the root of the Machloket, and the one who says Shirayim Ma'akvim is after actually Rabbi Yishmael. And how do we see that from Rabbi Yishmael? Well, let's see more from Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mechaprim ve'ein ba'im lechaper. They don't even come to provide atonement. And because Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say Ein ba'im lechaper, he thinks that they're actually ma'akev. Maybe they don't provide atonement, but if you don't do it, you don't finish it up. Okay? Soon we'll say there's a bit of a problem with this, or at least we're going to more support Rav Papa's reading, which thinks that neither of them hold Shirayim or Ma'akvim, because even Rabbi Yishmael's Lashon seems to imply they're not ba'im lechaper, right? And Ein mechaprim sounds like you don't need to do them.
He's saying that there's one of the four avodot.
No, it's not one of the four avodot, but in addition to the four avodot, you also need to do the shirayim if you plan to get kapara. If you didn't do the shirayim, no good.
It's not a fifth.
It's not a fifth. It's just right. It doesn't have the same status as an avodot. Like you wouldn't, I'll tell you a good example. You wouldn't have pigul associated with it. Okay? If you were mefagel while you were doing the shirayim, that wouldn't be the case. So it's not an avodah, but if you didn't do it, it's ma'akev. Okay? So that's one opinion. The second opinion says, Rav Papa Omer Amar Dekula Ama Shirayim E Ma'akvim. No, no, no. Nobody thinks here, neither of the two anyway, think that Shirayim are Ma'akvim. What's the machloket about? Hacha b'mitzoy chatat ha'of ma'akev kamipag. Okay. What is this? Pass the Tanakh for a minute. Okay. Let's look at the pasuk here. Okay, Vayikra He, Pasuk Tet. Okay, if you remember, Vayikra He is the Korban Ola V'Yored. Right? So in the Korban Ola V'Yored, what do we end up with? A Chatat Ha'of. Remember the Chatat Ha'of? That's if you can't afford the meat, the behemah, then you can bring a bird. Right? If you can't afford the bird, you bring the mincha. So in Pasuk Tet, when it talks about, right, Im Lo Tasig Yado De Se, if you can't afford that, you bring Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Ona, Chal Ola, Echal Chatat Chal Ola. Okay. I went back to Pasuk Zayin. Then it says, I'll just read through. So you bring the two birds. He krivet asher lechatat rishona. You bring the chatat first. So now we're talking about the chatat of. Umalaket rosho mimul arpo v'lo yavdil. Right? He pinches it in the back of the neck. V'hizam midam chatat al kira mizbeach. Okay, now you sprinkle the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. V'hanishar badam, whatever's left in the animal, in the bird, yimatzeh el yesod ha-mizbeach. You squeeze out the blood, very pleasant, and you pour it into the yesod ha-mizbeach. And then it says these important words, chatat hu. Now, why does it say at the end of that pasuk, chatat hu? Seems quite strange. So they're going to darshan this chatatu. And what are they going to say? Mar savar ma'akev u'mar savar lo ma'akev. Okay, so now we're going to say the machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva relates particularly to this chatat ha'of and the mitzui chatat ha'of. Okay, and therefore we're going to say that Rabbi Yishmael will say the mitzui ha'of is ma'akev, and Rabbi Akiva will say it's not ma'akev. And the reason why they think it's ma'akev is because it says chatati, which means it's still a chatat even at this point. Even when you're doing the mitzui hadam, and therefore they're going to say that's a critical part of the sacrifice. Okay? Specifically in this chatat olah v'yored. Tanya kavatei de Rav Papa. We're now going to have a braita that supports Rav Papa that's going to show that that Rabbi Yishmael, and that's, what is his shita about Rabbi Yishmael in general, and that's, we'll go back to the mitzvah of in a few minutes. Right now we're going to leave that aside. He claims the machloka between them has to do with the mitzvah chatat ha'of, and they're specifically, the lashon he chose was because it's ein, right, what is Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say the words ve'ein ba'in l'chaper, because he thinks that dafka the mitzvah chatat ha'of is ba'in l'chaper. And that's their machloket. But because he holds Rav Papa as opposed to Rav Adabrahava, then when it comes to regular shirayim, they're not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yishmael. So now we're going to show a braita that supports Rav Papa, that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't think that shirayim are ma'akvim, right? He'll hold shirayim and ma'akvim just like Rabbi Akiva in general. How do we see this? Tanya kavatei de Rav Papa. Here's a braita. Ve'et kol hapar yishpoch. Or it's, no, ve'et dam hapar, right? What is it?
Kol dam hapar.
Et kol dam hapar yishpach, right? It's a, they changed the word there. It's not hadam. Okay? This is in Vayikra Dalet Zayin. Okay? It's in the Parkoin of Mashiach. It says, right? Et kol dam hapar yishpach el yisod mizbach ha'ola. Remember, asher al petach ol moed. That's how we know which one it is. Okay. So now, what are we going to darshan from this pasuk? Ma tamud lomar hapar. Notice which word is totally unnecessary. Et kol dam hapar yishpach. Right? What do you mean, hapar? We're in the par. We obviously know you're talking about the par. It should just say, et kol damo yishpoch. So why does it say hapar? Limed al par yom kippurim sheta'um matan damim liyaso divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, and this is not relevant yet for our purposes, Rebbe says, from here we learn, this is just because they're bringing the whole braita, this has nothing to do with our case, from here we learn that the par yom kippurim, you need to take the tamim and pour them in the yisod. Remember, it didn't mention it dafka by there, it mentioned it in the other cases that we saw. Parkoin HaMashiach, right, the parilim devashol tzibur, and the nasi, okay, the seer of the nasi. So now we say, from here we learn that it needs matan tamim liyisod, divrei Rebbe. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, kal v'chomer. This whole law is a kal v'chomer that you need matan damim liyasod and yom kippurim. How so? It says like this. Uma im mi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim chova ta'un yisod. Okay. Nichnas damo means, lifnim means the dam has to go in the hechal. Okay? Now, let's go through the rules again. A chatat apnimi, like the par kohen Mashiach. We're comparing the par kohen Mashiach, where you need to pour the shirayim, to the par kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim, which it doesn't say you need to pour the shirayim. Rebbe said we learn it from a drasha in the pasuk, that this extra word hapar, just like we saw in the other case, where it says hapar in the par in the devashol tzibor, hapar means par Yom Kippurim. Also here, it's to compare Yom Kippurim, to say that Yom Kippurim also needs the din of shirayim. Rabbi Shmuel says the whole thing is a kal v'chomer. Why? Let's compare the chatat of the par of the Kohen HaMashiach, where what do? You sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon and on the Parochet. What do in Yom Kippurim? You sprinkle the blood inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. Okay, that's not yet our issue, though. The thing that we're going to talk about right now is that what's the main difference? Yom Kippurim, we sprinkle the blood. Let's say we were even just talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Parochet in the Hechal. So right now, because that's, right, Lifnim, and then there's Lifanai Lifnim, right? Lifanai Lifnim is all the way inside. Right now, we're just talking about the Hechal. What's the difference between the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kohen HaMashiach? The Par Yom Kippurim is a Chovah. We do it every year. You have to do it no matter what. Even if, let's say, nobody sinned, right? But, okay. But the par Kohen Mashiach is not a chovah. It's only in the case that the Kohen Mashiach made a mistake and did this. So therefore, or the par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Okay? So all those are not considered a korban chovah. They're, so to speak, korban reshut, because they only take place if something happens. You don't have a chovah to make a mistake in order to bring this korban. So therefore, how's the Kal v'chomer work? My Misha ein nechnas damo lifnim chovah. It's not a chovah to bring the blood of the par Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Mashiach into the Heichal, because it's only if you did something wrong. And yet, ta'un yisod, and yet it has this halacha that the shirayim go into the yisod. So, misha nechnas damo lifnim chovah, eino din she ta'un yisod. So, wouldn't you think then, on Yom Kippurim, where we have a chovah to bring blood into the heichal, and sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach and on the parochet, wouldn't you assume then it needs yisod? And therefore what? Therefore, you don't need to learn it from this word, hapar. Okay? That's his Kal v'chomer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, I'm just reminding you, why did we bring this? We want to show that we could prove Rav Papa that according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shirayim Ein Ma'akavim. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, we're going to get to there later in the Brayta. Right now, we're just saying that he says the din of Par Yom Kippurim needs Yisod, we learn that from a Kal v'chomer. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he disagrees with the Kal v'chomer. He says, I have a better Kal v'chomer. Uma misha ein damo nechnas lefanai v'lifnim ben lechova ben lemitzvah. Forget about it. Both of them, according to your Kal v'chomer, both of them actually need to be done inside. It's just one's a chova, one's a reshut. Chova, mitzvah. I don't like your differentiation. I have a better one. In Yom Kippurim, we go lefanai v'lifnim. Right? Ben lechova ben lemitzvah. Forget about chova mitzvah. Te'un yisod. In other words, right, misha ain't. So he's going to say it like this: misha ain't amo nechnas lefanai v'lifnim. The par Kohen Mashiach never goes inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, whether it's a chovah, whether it's a mitzvah, and yet it needs yisod. So misha nechnas damo chovah lefanai v'lifnim eido din shetaun yisod. Right? Wouldn't you then assume that when you have a chovah to bring the blood inside lefanai v'lifnim inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, obviously it's going to need yisod. So again, both of them. It's the same type of structure as we had in the earlier Braita. Both of them, in theory, agree. It's just a matter of how they get there. So, okay. Now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yishmael and says, Yachol Ya'akvenu. So, what did they learn out from the Kal v'chomer? That the Par Yom Kippurim needs Yisod. So now they're going to say, maybe it's Ma'akev. You might have thought, okay, well, it needs Yisod, and not only does it need Yisod, but it's Ma'akev. Talmud Lamar. V'chila mi'chaper et ha'kodesh. Remember with Darshan this pasuk? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, it says, and he finishes from doing the kapara in the Kodesh. What are they, Darshan? Shalmu kol ha'kaparot kulam, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Right, he says, they finished, right? In other words, what do you need? You need to finish all the kaparot. What are the kaparot? The zrikot dam. Okay, meaning as soon as, right? As soon as you finish all the kaparot, then you're done, basically. Meaning the shirayim are not ma'akavim. Okay? So here you have proof that the shirayim are not ma'akavim, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So this is a proof to Rav Papa. Okay. Now the Braita continues. And the Braita says, Kal v'chomer lepar kohen ha'mashiach me'ata. Now we're going to make a Kal v'chomer. Okay, the Misi'ir Nasi is in parentheses because the Misi'ir Nasi is a chatat, but really we can learn this from any chatat chitzoni. Okay, remember the Si'ir of the Nasi was different from the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur because the Si'ir of the Nasi, if the Nasi makes a mistake, he brings it on the outer mizbech and not on the inner mizbech. Just like a regular chatat. So we're actually going to learn this from all chatots, and that's why they take out the words Misi'ir Nasi. We're going to make a Kal v'chomer to Par Kohen Mashiach from regular Korban chatat me'ata. Uma mi she'ein nechnas damo lifnim lo lechova velo mitzvah ta'un yisod. Just like the korban chatat, whose blood doesn't go inside at all, right? In other words, the blood is never in the heichal, meaning in the seer nasi or the regular chatat. And yet it needs yisod. And how do we know that? Because by the seer nasi, it says you have to put it on yisod and mizbech. Mi shenichnas damo lifnim ben lechova ben lemitzvah eino ta'un yisod. Okay, so now they're going to say, right, isn't it obvious then that it also would need the yesod. Okay, so now they're going to say, Yachol Ya'akvenu, maybe you could say this din of Shiraim is Ma'akev, Talmud Lamar, Ve'et Kol Dam HaPar Yishpoch. Now they're going to say, how can we prove that it's not Ma'akev? Because it says, and what they want to say here is, you could have learned, now the din of Parkway Mashiach is said explicitly in the text, so why would you be saying a Kal V'chomer? Because if you have a Kal V'chomer that teaches you the law, and then it says it in the Pasuk, then you have a double. And if you have a double, what does that mean? It's Ma'akev. So you might have thought, based on this, that it's Ma'akev. So now they're going to say, note the wording here. It's quite different from most of the times where it tells us what the Kohen's going to do. Usually, what does it say? V'natan HaKohen et etzba'o, v'taval, v'zarak. It gives you the verb, right? And he does this, and he does this, and he does that. What does this one say? V'et kol dam ha'par yishpoch. Nitkoa katuv. Some people say la'aseh, some people say get rid of the aseh, that it just means nitkoa katuv. It separated it. It cut it off from the rest of the verbs. It sounds like a passive formulation, right? And all the blood will be spilled, right? He will spill. As opposed to, and he spills. Okay, doesn't it? And he spills it. If it said, and he spills, then he would have to do it. But because it says, it will get spilled, then they say, va'aseo shere mitzvah. And they made it, shayare mitzvah. Lomar lecha shirayim eim akvin. Okay? So basically, this bright approved that according to Rabbi Ishmael, because it said specifically it was in the name of Rabbi Ishmael before, Shiraim or not Ma'akvim. Okay, so this supports Rav Papa's reading, because remember, the first reading, Rav Adabar, was it Rav Adabar Ahava? Rav Adabar Ahava said that Rabbi Ishmael holds Shiraim or Ma'akvim, and that's the machloka between the wording of, do you add the words, you know, according to Rabbi Kiva, do you add the words ve'ein ba'in l'chaper? Or according to Rabbi Shmuel, who didn't have the words ve'ein ba'in l'chaper. So because he didn't say ein ba'in l'chaper, they think Shiraim or Ma'akvim. Comes from Papa, he says, no, 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 that's not the machloket. What he was referring to was the mitzoy chatada of, where that specifically is the only case where you have to pour something into the yisod that's ma'akev. And that's why he changes lashon. Now, so we prove now Rav Papa's reading, which is that Rabbi Shmuel holds ein Shiraim Ma'akvim. Now we're going to question this thing about the mitzvah adam. B'savar Rabbi Yishmael mitzvah chatat ha'of ma'akev. Does he really think that you have to squeeze out the blood from whatever's left in the body of the oaf and pour it in the yesod mizbeach? And if you didn't do that, you don't get kapara. V'hatana debe Rabbi Yishmael, isn't it said in the name of the house of Rabbi Yishmael? Breita. V'hanishar badam yimatzeh. Okay, this is the pasuk that we read before, right? Hizami dam chatat al kira mizbeach, v'hanishar badam yimatze al yisod mizbeach chatatu. So now he says, hanishar yimatze, v'she'eino nishar lo yimatze. In other words, if the blood all came out the first time and there's no blood left, then you don't have to do it. So what does it sound like according to that? If there's no blood left, let's say they do the malika, all the blood comes out in the first spurt, and you use that blood to dump on the mizbeach. So then it sounds to do the zrikot. So then it sounds like, in that case, you don't need to do this mitzoy chatada of. The Rabbi Ishmael said is ma'akev. So if you're going to allow it a situation where this will never happen, you won't even have the mitzoy chatada of, then you can't say it's ma'akev, because right now you could in theory say, well, if there's blood, then it's ma'akev. One could argue that. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. I'm not sure why. The Gemara gives a different answer. It says very simply, Trei Tanai V'Aliv to Rabbi Ishmael. There's two different viewpoints of Rabbi Ishmael. Okay? One is that he thought it's Ma'akev, and one is that he thought it wasn't Ma'akev. Rav Papa, when he explains, that's what their machloket is. He says, well, in that place, whoever wrote Rabbi Ishmael thought that that's what Rabbi Ishmael held, and whoever wrote it here thought that Rabbi Ishmael held something different. So there's a machloket within Rabbi Ishmael, two different Tanaim, worded Rabbi Ishmael, and you know, thought that Rabbi Ishmael held differently on this mitzvah chatat ha'of. Okay.
There's so little blood in the bird. I don't know why I keep getting stuck on
the bird.
That it could be problematic to draw conclusions from a machloket based on the small amount of blood that's in the bird. First of all, it's hazaya and not zrika. It really has nothing to do with, like...
Well, hazayah and zrika are the same. They're interchangeable.
Yeah, except you can't... First of all, the bird from the blood. The blood, the bird you don't collect in a dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different.
Right.
You're just, whatever you do is directly on.
Right.
And then it's questionable if there's anything left to put to do the mitzvah, the yisod and everything. But to learn from that, that if it's a small bird, then you really have nothing. If it's a bigger bird, then... To learn from that onto chatzot, you know, all the big...
Well, they're not learning from there to anything. What they're saying is, now, this was all to explain this very narrow difference between them in this brayta where Rabbi Akiva used the words, I keep forgetting them by heart, Ebe'im ba'in lechaper, and Rabbi Shmuel used the exact same words as him, but just didn't use those three words. So the question is, what, it's not like they're making any earth-shattering halachot based on this. The whole question is, what was the meaning of Rabbi Yishmael's not using those three words, or maybe Rabbi Akiva adding those three words? Why did Rabbi Akiva add those three words to Rabbi Yishmael's set?
Whether she right,
so, again, one opinion is there's a difference about them in terms of their tfisa about shirayim makvim or not, and that's what motivated Rabbi Yishmael to use that wording. Or maybe because he has a different approach about the mitzvah chatara, oh, that's why he used that wording. That's all it is. It's not a significant, they're not making significant anything here. They're really just trying to understand, because we read that bright and it made no sense to us. And they both sound like they're saying the exact same thing. So it's all just to understand the wording of that bright and why each one worded it with just a minor difference and what's really the difference between them. That's the real issue going on here. It's not a very significant issue at all. Okay. Comes Rami Bar Chama now. I'm a Rami Bar Chama. Hai Tana Savar Shiraim Ma'akve. Now I was going to say, this is the Tana who holds that Shiraim is Ma'akev. In other words, until now, it sounded like Rav Papa says they both hold Shiraim and Ma'akvim. Now you have to understand a little historically that there were two main, it's not just Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, okay, so the two of them have an argument, but almost everything was either the school of Rabbi Yishmael or the school of Rabbi Akiva. So if you hold like Rav Papa, that neither of them hold that Shiraim or Ma'akvim, then you basically think that everybody holds the Shiraim and Ma'akvim. So comes Rami Bar Chama and he says, wait, there is a Tana who holds, and it's, even if you say not Rishmal, not Rabbi Akiva, but there is some Tana who holds the Shiraim or Ma'akev. Okay, that if you didn't do the Shiraim, it's no good. Okay, where do we see this? Detanya, okay, this is in Vayikra Vav Yudtet, okay, where we're talking about the regular Korban Chatat. Okay. Zot Torat HaChatat. Remember this? Okay. This is the general pasuk about Chatat. Bimkom asher tishachet ha'olah tishachet ha'chatat lefnei Hashem kodesh kodeshim. We started with that a few days ago. Now it says, HaKohen ha'mechateh ota yochlenu b'makom kadosh te'achel. Okay. Sorry. Yochlena b'makom kadosh te'achel b'chatzar or moed. The Kohen who does the work on that, who does the sprinkling of the blood on that korban, he's the one who eats the meat. Because remember, the chatat was eaten, the meat of the chatat was eaten by the Kohen. We had that in a list of all the matznot kuna, what the Kohanim eat. So now they say, HaKohen HaMechate Ota. So now why does it say HaKohen HaMechate Ota? Ota Shenitan Damala Mala Velo Ota Shenitan Damala Mata. Okay, we learned about the chatat that the dam has to go on the upper part. That's why I said we get back to this chuda sikra. It has to be done on the upper part of the mizbeach, above that red line in the center of the mizbeach. So it says, HaKohen HaMechate Ota is the one who gets to eat it, which seems to imply what? Only if the blood was done on the top part of the mizbeach properly. If the blood, for example, was done on the bottom part of the mizbeach, then that wouldn't work. Okay, then, now the question is, does this mean it's pasul, or does this mean just that the meat can't be eaten? In other words, there's a big difference. You could say the ba'alim of the chatat got their kapara. This would actually be interesting in terms of our theory in the beginning. The kohen messes it up. It messes it up for the owner. So if you say that the kohen, let's say, messed it up and put it in the wrong part of the mizbech. So according to this, and it's a diuk in Rashi, because Rashi says, v'ne'echelet, ilo lo, it sounds like it's only an issue of eating. And it's also darshing the pasuk about the kohen eating it, meaning the kohen's not allowed to eat it if he put it in the wrong place on the mizbech, which penalizes only the kohen and not the actual owner. There are some people who think that, no, it actually also applies to the owner didn't get kapara either. But the main reading of Rashi is that it's really just talking about the Kohen. He doesn't get to eat it, but the korban is in fact effective.
This line on the Mizbeach, it's not in the Torah anywhere, is it?
No.
Where does it come from? You know, it's so interesting that they invalidate things because of something that there really is no source for, but other things that they...
Well, no. So there's no source for the line, okay? But there is a source that has to be done, and the reason is, I'll read it to you. It says... not here, but it says that it has to be done on the Karnot HaMizbeach. It has to be done on the Karnot HaMizbeach. They understand that to mean the top. That's how they explain it, okay? That the Karnot mean the corners of the Mizbeach, right here. V'natan HaKohen min Adam al Karnot Mizbeach HaKtarot HaSamim. That's the Kohen Mashiach in the inner one. But when we get to the outer one, Im Nefesh Echad Techta B'Shkaga, I think it's here. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't say it in Vayikra Vav there, but when it talks about the classic Korban Chatat, it mentions it in two places. Dotarat HaChatat, that's what we just read, but it also mentions it in the Parsha about all the Nasi, the Paralim Gabri Shul Tzibor, the Kohen HaMashiach, and then it says, Nefesh Echad Techta B'Shkaga, that's a classic Chatat, and it says there, V'lakacha Kohen Midama Be'etzba'o V'natana Karnat Mizbach Ola. Okay, so they learn from there, it has to be at the top. So then the line was a way to differentiate what's top, what's bottom. It's not just top on the rim, but it could be even on the walls at the top side.
Or no, why not just spring on that, and then everything below that is the Mizbeach, the way it was constructed. There were four corners sticking up.
Right.
That could be the Karnot, and everything below it is the Mizbeach.
So why are the other ones done lower than the Chut HaSikra, you're saying? They could have been done on the wall. Right, so the ones on the... Why did they learn that they're done lower? I forget. I forget the drashav where they're done lower. Anyway, I'm sure we'll get to it. Okay, so HaKohen HaMechate Ota. Ota Shenitan Dama Lamala Velo Ota Shenitan Dama Lamata. Okay, so it's talking about the one whose blood was done above, right? And not the one whose blood was done below. Amarta V'chi Me'ayim Bata. And it's, why did you even need this drasha? Obviously the blood's supposed to be done Lamala. It says so in the Pasuk. Why do you need the special drasha to say that it's no good if it's not done that way? So now they say, Michlal Shneemar, Vidam Zvachecha Yishpocha Mizbach, etc. Okay, I'm sorry, Yishafech. Okay, this is in Dvarim Yud Bet. Okay, we're jumping now. We haven't seen these psukim. These are the psukim which talks about if you want to eat meat, right? Basar Ta'ava. Okay, you want to eat meat, regular meat. So it says there, so if you go to the place and you bring your olod, etc. Samachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem. One second, I think I'm in the wrong place. No, I'm just earlier in the parak, sorry. Then it says, right, only kodeshecha sheyulacha unidarecha tisa uvata elamakom. In other words, only korbanot you have to bring to the Beit HaMikdash, not any time you just want to eat meat. And then, once they're talking about korbanot, they say, v'asita olatecha basar v'adam al mizbach Hashem elokecha. Okay? So now they say, V'dam zvachecha yishafech lamanu l'nitanim b'matan arba she'im netanam b'matana achat kiper. Okay, what do you learn from this pasuk? Because it says, as long as it's spilled on the mizbeach in any way, meaning even if you have to do four sprinklings, if you only did one, that's also fine. Yachol afanitanim. Now it continues. That's not so important for our purposes. But then it continues, and it says, Yachol afanitanim lemala shenitanan lemata kiper. You might have thought even the ones that were done above, if you already say anyway it's nishpach, so maybe it doesn't matter how it's nishpach. Like Sherry said, where do we get all these details, right? What's the difference if it was nitanin lemala shenitanan lemata kiper? So they say bidinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. Ne'emru damim lemala v'ne'emru damim lemata. Okay, there's bloods that have to be done above, and there's bloods that have to be below. Ma damim ha'muim lematan shenitanan lemala lo kiper. Okay, just like the blood that has to be done below, if it's done above, it doesn't work. And they learn that also from the words that we saw before, chatatu, the end of that pasuk, that chatatu means it has to be done this way. Okay, so therefore, af damim hamuim lemala im netanan lemata lo kiper. Right, lo kiper. Okay, so they basically say, this was all a question. Why do we have to learn mi hakohen hamechate ota, meaning ota shenitan damim lemala velo ota shenitan damim lemata? Okay, so how do we learn from there? Why do we need a drasha? It would have been very simple to just say a kav chomer. Just like the ones that are done below can't be done above, the ones that are done above can't be done below. So now they say no, lo. You wouldn't have been able to learn this kav chomer. Because im amarta betachtonim shenitanin benitina lemala, she'ein sofan, I'm sorry, I'm not reading this right. Im amarta betachtonim, shenitanim benitina lemala. All right. If you say betachtonim, ones that are down below, shenitanim betina lemala, and you did them above, why are they no good? There's a special reason why they're no good. She'ein sofan lemala. They will never. There's no case. Something that's done lemata, all the bloods go lemata. What are all the bloods? The zrika goes lemata, and then there's the shirayim goes lemata, because that's in the yesod on the floor. And therefore, lo kiper. But tomar be'elyonim shenitanan lemata, sheyesh mehem karev lemata. Damim apnimi. Okay, so what do they say? The elyonim that you put, if you take the blood that's supposed to be done above and you put it below, well, guess what? Even if you're supposed to... No, well, you could say that, but that's not what they say. If you put them above... I'm sorry, they're supposed to be above, but you put them below, well, guess what? There's two parts of them. There's a part that's supposed to be done above, but the shirayim you put below. So since there's an element of those korbanot that goes below, therefore, you can't learn that kal vachomer. Because the mata never could be done lamala. And therefore, if you do it lamala, it's no good. But lamala, since anyway there's an element of them that is put below, so if you put the part below that you were supposed to put above, okay, we can assume that that will work also. Damim ha'pnimiim yochichu. So now they say, wait, but the damim ha'pnimiim of the chatot ha'pnimiyot yochichu. Sheyesh mehen karev bachutz. Ve'im nitanam b'tchila bachutz lo kiper. So this is going to prove that that element isn't important because they have elements that are karev bachutz. In other words, so according to that, what are you going to say? The chatat pnimi, let's say you did it, the chatat pnimi outside mizbech. Would that work? Well, according to this logic, it would work. Since the shirayim can be spilled in the outside mizbech, so also if you accidentally put the blood on the outside mizbech, that should work. And we know that that doesn't work. Okay, ve'im netanam t'chila bachutz, lo kiper. So that kav chomer doesn't work. So they say, lo, that's different. Because in Mamarta b'damim ha'pnimiim, she'ein mizbech ha'pnimiim mimarkan. In the damim ha'pnimiim, the mizbech ha'pnimi doesn't finish the job. Okay, we're going to have to see what this means. Tomar be'elyonim sharei karnot mimarkot otan. In the elyon, when you talk about the mizbech, what's the elyon? The chataot that you do in the outer mizbech, which you have to do on the top part of the mizbech. And if you did them below, what are we trying to say? Maybe the kav chomer would say it's okay. We'd say it would be okay that we wouldn't have the kav chomer. We'd say it would be okay because anyway the blood goes at the bottom. They say, but the chatat pnimit, if you put the blood outside, it won't work. That's because the chatat pnimit, the doing of the blood is not the final act. You need more than that. Okay, we're going to see exactly what that means. It doesn't finish you entirely. Okay? But the elyonim, the chatat chitzoni, sprinkling of the blood is the end of the procedure. Okay. So now we're going to have to figure out what that is soon. And therefore, tomar be'elyonim sharei karno memarkototan im netanan lemata ksherim. You might have thought then, based on that, you can't learn it from the chatot pnimiyot, so really you might have thought that the things lemala, if you put it lemata, it would work, because anyway the shirayim end up lemata. And therefore, Talmud Lamar Ota, and that's why you need this drasha. This was all to answer the question. We started in the beginning, right? It said, V'chi me'ayim bata, what do you need this drasha for? Shouldn't it be obvious that it wouldn't work? And they say, no. It might actually work, because really, the top, right, has an element that goes below, and therefore it might have worked, and don't ask me from the chatot pnimiyot, because those are different. And that's why you need specifically this drasha Ota, Ota shenitan damim lemala, velo shenitan damal lemata. Okay? This was all to teach you why you need a special drasha that if the blood was put in the wrong place, the kohen wouldn't be allowed to eat the korban, the meat. Now they want to know, my she'en mizbech ha'pnimi mirakan, lav elu shirayim, isn't it coming to tell you that the shirayim are ma'akev in the chatot ha'pnimiyot? Here's our source, right? What were we, if you remember at all, why we were here? Why were we here? Rami Bar Chama said, "I have a Tana that holds the Shirayim or Makvim." Here's our source: the Shirayim and the Chataot Pnimiyot or Makvot. How do we know or Makvim? Why? How do we know that? Because it says here, "Ein Karnot Mimarkototan in the Chataot Pnimiyot," meaning it's not enough to do the Zrika. You also need to do Shirayim. You won't get atonement if you don't do that. So Amar Le Rava, you don't need a drasha to teach you that. You can learn this out from a kal v'chomer. You can learn a different law by kal v'chomer. We don't learn that. In other words, he's going to say this will bring you to learn this. If you're going to say that Shirayim Apnimiim, right, if the Mirmarker is the Shirayim, okay, that the Shirayim Apnimiim that are Sofan Chova Bachutz, and yet if you took the blood in a, he's going to say like this very simply. You wanted to say you can't learn from the Pnimi. If you did the Pnimi Milachatchila outside, you did the Zrika outside, it's not going to work, right? So he's going to say, take this argument we tried to make before, Dafka, if the Shirayim are Chova, then all the more so if you took it outside from the beginning and you did the Zrika outside, since the Shirayim is Chova outside for the Pnimi, then all the more so we should have accepted the blood outside. Okay? So he's going to say, Ma Shirayim HaPnimi, it's just so fun, Chova Bachutz. Ultimately, they're going to be a Chova Bachutz. And yet, Asa'am B'tchila Bachutz lo kiper, so anitanim lemana she'en sofan Chova, right? If you're going to take the blood, put it, that's supposed to be above, and ain't so fun chova lamata, but the Shirayim aren't a chova to do lamata. Vasam b'tchila lamata, and yet you did them lamata, ain't odin shelo kiper, won't you come to the conclusion that no way is this going to provide atonement, because it's not even a chova to do the Shirayim. There's no chova associated with it on the Mizbeach HaKitzon at the bottom part. Whereas the ones that are inner have a chova associated with it on the bottom part, and therefore you would think that those would be okay. Therefore, he says, Ela ein Mizbeach HaPnimi Memarkan, Bilvad, Ela parochet. What it means is, it's not enough to have the blood sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You need to also sprinkle the blood on the parochet, which means it doesn't teach you anything about the Shirayim. He wanted to show that ein, the blood mimarkera means, right, mimarek, it means it's not, Shirayim. No. It has to do with, there's other things at stake here. Okay, we'll stop here for today.